needs.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Show's about your calls. You make them, we put you on the air. Otherwise, we've got some other interesting things to discuss tonight. Hopefully, we'll get to the National Service Summit and what went on over the, over the weekend. I don't know if you paid any attention to that, Nick, but it's pretty scary stuff.
No, I didn't catch that. So.
First, we're going to your phone calls and talking to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
I wanted to know what you guys knew about Chuck Baldwin and why you would or wouldn't support him or vote for him.
Okay. You know what? I haven't really been to his website, so I can't speak directly about Mr. Baldwin's positions. However, I am familiar generally with the Constitution Party, and that is who you're referring to. Chuck Baldwin is the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. Now, Nick, I don't know if you've done any research into him.
I'm actually reading his website right now.
Okay, so. good enough. But basically,
I am familiar with the Constitution Party, so I have a general feel for where he's going to stand on most
correct
issues.
Me if I'm wrong, then, with my presumption here or my understanding. It's my understanding of the Constitution Party, while they talk a good game about the Constitution and liberty, they're the kinds of, you know, they're more like the theocrat-style liberty people, if you can even call them liberty people. They, for instance, want to control drugs still. They are in favor of the war on drugs. They want to control immigration, so obviously they'd be in favor of all the border police state crackdown stuff. So, I mean, those two issues alone, for me, are deal-breakers. You know, if you don't respect the freedom of your neighbor to choose for themselves how to live, then there's no way I can possibly get behind you as a candidate. That's my thought. Nick?
Yeah, they're not great on the war on drugs. I have to say that it's kind of a toss-up this year if I was going to vote for either, if I was thinking about who's better, Barr or Baldwin. It's a really tough call. I have to say that at least Baldwin, on the issues on his website, he's taking a pretty, on the issues he addresses, he takes what you would expect from a libertarian candidate to take on, as far as the tact he's taking. He's very definitely saying he would eliminate the Department of Education, he would repeal the Real ID Act. So there's a lot of issues that he's good on, but if you consider yourself kind of, not necessarily a hardcore libertarian, but a consistent principled libertarian, I think you're going to have some problems with a few of the issues. And I know that the religion issue, the Constitution Party can, so I don't know what Chuck Baldwin's position on it is, but I know that they have a tendency to kind of blur the lines between church and state.
Absolutely.
And they kind of, I think even in their party platform, the literature I've read kind of says, we believe that the country should be run according to the Constitution and God's law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those where a lot of the people there, kind of frighten me because they are social conservatives to the point where they want to control basically everything you do based on the Bible. There are other people in the Constitution Party, you know, it's there's different people within the party. And some of them are more just constitutional limited government types that probably
they may
believe
just
in
feel
God.
That, you know, but, I mean, they may feel the Constitution Party, hasn't been poisoned like the Libertarian Party has. I mean, certainly, I think, as you say, it's a toss-up between the candidates. Maybe Baldwin is a better pick than Barr. Honestly, I haven't really looked into him because I just know enough about the Constitution Party to say that, well, anybody that supports throwing me in a prison cell, I can't possibly vote for. I know that past Libertarian candidates like Harry Brown or Michael Badnarik never would have advocated throwing a drug user in a jail cell or continuing the war on drugs or, you know, hurting immigrants. But these are the kinds of people who are more than willing to do that in defense of their so-called beliefs in the Constitution.
I'm not 100% sure about that because I do know that at least the Constitution Party tends to have some respect for the Constitution. So, I mean, Chuck Baldwin is citing here with education. He's saying that the federal government has no authority over education. So you know, you'd have to ask that question of Chuck Baldwin. I might try Googling Chuck Baldwin with drug policy and see
what
he says.
It's not on his website, though, huh?
It's not one of the main issues. So
you can find the platform of the Constitution Party on their website, and it does make it pretty clear that they like the idea of continuing the war on drugs. So, deal breaker. Your thoughts, Matt?
Oh, well, I wasn't aware of the war on drugs thing. That's a big one. But how can somebody that follows the Constitution believe that the war on drugs is okay? I mean, the Constitution doesn't relegate the drugs to the federal government. That's not something that the federal government should be involved in at all.
Yes. I mean, there are certainly constitutionalists that would agree with you, but I'm sure you could find some that would disagree. Some would tell you that the general welfare clause may be what the excuse is.
Well, anyone calling themselves a constitutionalist, when they start falling back on the general welfare clause, that's a reason to be suspicious.
Right. Well, I mean, anybody that claims to believe in liberty and at the same time out of the other side of their mouth is saying, well, if you smoke this plant, we're going to put you in a prison cell. Clearly, they need to do a little bit more thinking. So there you go.
And I'd have to wonder what Chuck Baldwin, the man's stance on that is, rather than the Constitutional Party. So you're more against that party's platform rather than the candidate himself, because you really don't know what his stance is on that.
Yeah, you know, I'm just not interested in looking into it. It doesn't seem like it'd be worth my while. So if you want to go dig around and see if you can get an answer and get back to us, that would be fine.
Well, I wrote an article a day or two ago, and I stated that I had a problem with Chuck Baldwin wanting the government to get involved in places where it shouldn't be involved. I was thinking more in terms of sexual behavior, people's sexual behavior. It seemed to me that he wanted to regulate that.
Oh, really? What did you read or hear? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all. It's certainly possible that I only went part of the way down the Constitution Party's platform. I certainly didn't read the entire thing. I might have spotted a couple of issues, and I don't think I recall looking at a gay rights issue, so I bet you they're bad on that one, too.
Well, not just gay rights, but I was under the impression that he was in favor of an amendment to define marriage as a man and a woman.
Sounds like they would do that.
A constitutional amendment, and I've been told that he's not. I found something on his website that can be read and interpreted as that, mm-hmm. but it can be read and interpreted in a different way too. And so it's kind of not clear. And
right.
When you're going to vote for somebody, you want these kind of issues to be clear.
Well, okay, well,
that's what I really liked about Ron Paul, is he made things clear. He stated his position and made it clear.
And Ron Paul is an unusual creature in the land of politics. I mean, he's really one of the only people that's going to be crystal clear about his belief set.
Right. And it's you know, he doesn't care. He knows that he's alienating some people and he's, you know, gaining favor with others. But at least you know where he stands, exactly where he stands, and either you accept it or you don't.
Again, I'm not on Baldwin's website right now. I'm on the Constitution Party platform, and in relation to, I don't see anything about marriage right now, but their paragraph on pornography, or their couple of paragraphs on pornography, definitely point to a very intolerant viewpoint. The last sentence is, while we believe in the responsibility of the individual and corporate entities to regulate themselves, we also believe that our collective representative body, we call government, plays a vital role in establishing and maintaining the highest level of decency in our community standards. I mean, that sounds to me ominous. I am not interested in getting behind this at all.
So they do have some kind of a collectivist mindset there. They're not,
to some extent,
they're not the individualist that we're looking for.
Well, they believe in the state. They believe in the state fully. It's just that they want theirs to be what they believe is a constitutional state, and that is, of course, their interpretation of the Constitution, just as the others, you know, obviously are free to interpret it however they want to.
The one thing I will say is that if they were to actually stick to, say, Chuck Baldwin's position on tax reform, regardless of his stance on some of the issues, he probably wants smaller government, because he says end the income tax, death tax, and property tax, and replace it with nothing. Apparently all he wants is a 10% tax on all imports, and that's it.
thank you for the call tonight, Matt. Appreciate the discussion. Glad you brought it up, because I'm sure there were other people out there that had heard the name and were curious, but also, like me, hadn't really done any digging. And we can dig around more if you want to find some other nasty stuff about the Constitution Party people. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
The great thing about practice is that even a little bit of practice can result in a demonstrable improvement. Think about the difference that 10 minutes of practice a day on your performance would make. In fact, the connection between practice and remarkable performance is so well established that it has given rise to something called the 10-year rule. It generally takes a decade, give or take, to reach what is considered a world-class performance. Now, this may seem like a very long time to become world-class, but don't be discouraged. It is achieved minute by minute and day by day. Practice deliberately for a set amount of time every day and watch yourself become world-class before you know it. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, plus a webcam. You can get it all over at listen.freetalklive.com. Is that again, listen.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to check out our friends over at the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. It is a fantastic organization that is devoted to convincing 20,000 liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, to get liberty to actually happen in our lifetime. And it's an amazing group of folks. There's already about 600 people that are in New Hampshire already as part of the Free State Project. That doesn't include the other hundreds of people that are excited about the Free State Project. Nick, you are a New Hampshire native. You've lived here for a long time, and you're one of those New Hampshire natives that is really jazzed about having this influx of liberty-loving people coming here. There's only about 8,500 signups so far, so we really need to get that number moving forward and get to that 20,000 mark.
It's actually over 86 now, largely.
Really?
Yep. And I don't know how long. Do you know if Mark is still doing his campaign to donate money to, I think it was it St. Jude's Children's Hospital?
St. Jude. And yes, that is going on through the end of Thursday. So if you sign up for the Free State Project, perhaps you've been sitting on the fence, been considering it, maybe your significant other has been less than excited or less than motivated to move, and perhaps giving $15 to the cancer kids would be a way to get people to jump off the fence and get signed up. Because if you do sign up by Thursday night, it's Mark's throwing in $5, I'm throwing in $5, and there's another gentleman on the internet that Mark knows of, who is also going to match the $5 pledge. So it's now up to $15 per
cent. And it's off to a good start for this week. In the past 7 days, 49 new participants.
Yeah.
That's well above what the average over the last several months has been, like 14 a week.
Exactly.
So it's definitely making a difference. And if you've kind of been on the edge, you think you're going to sign up for it, give it some serious thought, because if you do it before Thursday, you can help out some sick kids, as well as make that commitment to moving somewhere that it'll really create a tangible benefit in your life. You'll be
no doubt
probably more free by moving here the first day you get here, and there's a lot of work yet to be done, but you'll have an opportunity to work with some great activists and be around people who know what you're talking about and understand where you're coming from.
800-259-9231. So again, that's freestateproject.org to learn more about it and get involved, because this really is the best chance for liberty in our lifetime. I'm convinced of it. That's why I moved here 2 years ago as part of the Free State Project as an early mover. And I just don't think you're going to get anywhere by throwing your money and your time and your effort behind these national candidates, of which there really aren't even any liberty-oriented national candidates at this point. Ron Paul was as close as we got this year, and he was pretty darn liberty-oriented, like 98%. We just had a gentleman call in about this Chuck Baldwin character from the Constitution Party who's been getting some press because he's been hanging out with Ron Paul, but this guy isn't even close to Ron Paul. We were paging through both his website and the Constitution Party's platform during the breaks, and it's just bad. I mean, the more you dig in, the worse it gets. These are people that have a very defined, well-defined for them, moral system, and they have no compunction whatsoever about enforcing their system of morals over top of you if you happen to disagree with it. And so if you love liberty and you're considering voting for these people, you really need to ask yourself why, because they obviously don't get it. 800-259-9231. So if you really want to focus your efforts, you really want to concentrate some liberty activism, New Hampshire is the place to be, and the Free State Project is it.
Certainly. I know there's a lot of people out there frustrated because your choices right now, if you're looking for a pro-liberty candidate on the ballot, the best you can do in most states is Bob Barr or Chuck Baldwin, and
right,
neither one of them really stands the test.
And we know they're not going home with the prize at the end of the election.
It's kind of pointless because, you know, the difference is maybe Bob Barr will pull in 4 to 6% instead.
I think that's optimistic. I don't know, man. If that happens, I'll be blown away.
Nationally, I think probably 2%.
That would be like the highest libertarian vote count ever, and it would be so sad too, because Bob Barr, also like Baldwin, is not even close to being a libertarian, or at least what a libertarian used to be.
Yeah, so
anyway.
Free State Project, definitely something to consider if you're getting frustrated. I know a lot of people are asking, what do we do now? The Free State Project's here, and it's making a difference, so it's something constructive and positive you can do instead of becoming cynical, which happens to a lot of people.
The thing I like about a lot of the religious folks in the Free State Project is they do get the liberty thing. The ones, most of them, at least, the ones that I've talked to, that are really devout Christians, for instance, like I'm sure many of the Constitution Party people would consider themselves Christians. But the people in the Free State Project understand that in order to have liberty for themselves and their family, they have to allow their neighbors to have liberty for themselves and their family as well. And that means allowing your neighbors to be homosexual and allowing your neighbors to be, to make moral choices for themselves that you might disagree with, whether it's using drugs or whatever it is. So the people that are here totally respect the people there that are also in the Free State Project and their neighbors, and they respect their choices, and they respect they won't aggress against them, which it seems like the Constitution people, Bob Barr, the Libertarian Party now, has been taken over from the inside. All of the people on the political stage at this moment, on the national level, are absolutely people advocating aggression against their neighbors. The worst, though, are of course, the two major parties. I mean, they are by far the worst. I mean, at least the Constitution Party is okay with secession, for instance. But these Republicans and Democrats over the weekend were at a conference, the Service Nations Summit, and they were all palling up, talking about how they're getting along on national service and how it needs to be brought about. And we actually have Bile on the line with us, called toward the end of the show last night, didn't have enough time to really dig into the story because Bile actually attended the Service Nations Summit on behalf of Free Talk Live to get us sort of the inside scoop. So here you are, Bile, and what did you have to share with us tonight?
I don't even know where to start.
It's a lot, isn't it? It was a long conference. I watched some of the interviews of the presidential candidates, and it was just absolutely disgusting what I saw. If you want to start there, go ahead.
Yeah, there was a lot of statism there. I guess I'm putting together from my website sort of a I have summaries from when I was actually there live, mm-hmm. but I'm putting together like a video summary. So some of the things that I noted was, McCain said he was against compulsory service, which I guess is good, but he advocated growing the military several times. And, in yeah. fact, at one point he said, he goes, quote, "I think the all-voluntary force is having difficulty recruiting and retaining because we are too small and we need to expand the size of our military and we need to do it as rapidly as possible."
You know, there's a very distinct difference between being against compulsory service and actually standing against it, actually, rejecting the bills that might come across his desk. And of course, a politician is going to say before he is elected, "Oh, I am not in favor of compulsory. I am not in favor of the draft. I am not interested in forcing people into this." But then when the time comes around, and Bile, I'm going to bring you back for more discussion here, when the time comes around because the military is not recruiting enough people because a bunch of folks are dying over in some desert, people don't want to join the military at that point, then all of a sudden the tune will change. Then, I am against compulsory service, but unfortunately it's necessary. That's one of their favorite words. More's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely unreadable. undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate Photoblocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And next,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And they include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over, almost 400,000 posts. In fact, we might even be over that amount at this point. Yeah, not quite. Not 398,000 posts. So quickly approaching that 400,000 post mark. Get interactive over there. Free at bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do early out billing as well as purchasing charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That again is SACL CAI. As we go back to Bile, who was our man in on the inside at the weekend Service Nation conference that was going on in New York City this past September 11th weekend. Of course, the perfect time to pander to the American audience and sell them on the idea of how it's great to be a bureaucrat, which is really the translation of all of the doublespeak and political just nonsense that was spouted off at this conference. I didn't actually attend the conference, but I did watch some of the videos that are online from the presidential interviews, and it was just disgusting what they were saying. So Orwellian, so scary what these people have planned. And of course, they're going to play it off and pawn it off as being, oh, well, we support voluntary initiatives. It's just that we think that volunteering to be a bureaucrat is worthwhile and good. And of course, as Bile was just pointing out to us a moment ago, they say one thing, but then later they say other things. Like, they say one thing like, well, I'm against compulsory service. And then later they talk about how McCain, for instance, talks about how he wants to triple the size of the military or something like that. They're having military recruiting problems right now. How are you going to double or triple the size of the military and not have to reinstitute a draft without really inflating the economy by printing out a whole bunch more money? Bile, your thoughts?
Well, in fact, that quote I read you before the break, he's saying that the way to get more recruits is to make the military bigger. I don't know how that works exactly.
Yeah,
I don't get that. but
that's what he said.
And it's not even a Republican thing. Barack Obama said that he wants to make the distribution of where recruits come from more equal. So he wants more kids from urban areas to be represented in the military, and he wants more people in the military and in non-military service, regardless of whether or not there's a war.
Some sick stuff. What was the crowd like? I mean, who were you surrounded by as you were there? Did you kind of get a feel for that?
As you would probably expect, there was a lot of Obama and Hillary supporters, to the point that many of the people in the press room were, in fact, clapping for Obama during the speeches and stuff. The people were kind of creepy, cheery. Everyone's talking. The thing that was most aggravating is many of the examples they gave of volunteerism, of what they called service, was in fact private groups, private individuals who provided services for people, or the Case Foundation. John Bon Jovi was there and was talking about the charities he set up. And they give example after example, but, 90% of them are actually private. And then they turn back and say, and that's why we need to make the government programs bigger.
Right. That's why we need to triple AmeriCorps or whatever. Didn't you say that was one of the proposals that's on the table, to triple the size of AmeriCorps?
Yeah, that was the only real legislation that was brought up during the summit was the Serve America Act. And unfortunately, it's not available to the public yet. From what I gather, it's supposed to increase the size of AmeriCorps from like 75,000 to 250,000, and increase obviously how much money they get and different things. Hillary Clinton was talking about, and she's talked about this before, sort of setting up a bureaucrat college.
Oh my gosh!
You can go to a school to pretty much learn how to go to college to be a bureaucrat, and then you would have to spend 5 years afterwards working for the government.
Wow.
I think that's been on the table for a little while, but she hasn't gotten very far with it.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the point about how what they're doing is they're conflating real volunteerism with these government programs. It's one of the sneakiest things, in my opinion, about this entire push for this so-called idea of national service. They'll, again, it's at one point they'll be talking about all these great volunteer efforts that really do make a difference in people's lives because they're real volunteer efforts, and then at the same time they conflate it and they pretend like AmeriCorps or their other government programs, these make-work programs, is somehow in the same vein as real volunteer work. And I'm sorry, if you're getting a $10,000 living stipend as well as free housing, you are not a real volunteer. You're a paid bureaucrat. You're a government employee. You're a relatively low-paid federal bureaucrat, because usually feds make a lot more than $10,000 a year. So essentially, they're getting bureaucrats to work for much less now, is basically what they're doing. And I can't imagine that they're doing anything particularly more strenuous than the average bureaucratic job, which is usually pretty droll and paper shuffling style stuff. I mean, it's just, give me a break.
Right.
Now, Bile, did they talk a lot about using the term the opportunity to serve? Because I've noticed they do that in a lot of speeches. And they make it sound as though currently youths who want to get involved doing volunteer work, there's no way that they can get involved unless we grow these programs. Did they take that line on it at all?
Absolutely. Bloomberg, I think Obama, Clinton, many of them, practically everyone, pretty much said, well, I know cases where people come up to me and say, well, how can I help out? And I've got nowhere to send them. And of course, that's ludicrous.
Yeah.
You can do everything from picking up trash on the street to feeding the homeless or whatever, and it doesn't require some bureaucrat to help you out. But they really pushed the whole idea of the state is like there's volunteerism and then there's service, and service being state volunteerism is like a higher call than normal volunteerism.
Right.
I mean, you had people like Admiral Michael Mullen, who at the end of his speech said, "Keep singing," referring to "God Bless America," "keep waving," like flags, and "keep serving." And then in Service Nation actually has this thing called the Declaration of Service. And at the end of the sort of the whole summit, they had a bunch of people stand up and read parts of this Declaration of Service.
Okay.
And one of the lines is, "We believe all individuals can make a difference, and anyone can be great because anyone can serve."
Yes, so the and this is the message I got just from watching the presidential portions. I'm sure it was pushed throughout the weekend. The message was very crystal clear that the best thing you can do in America is to work for the government. It is the greatest thing that one can do. Not going out into the private marketplace. They sort of patted the private marketplace on their head. They said, "Oh, well, we do need the private people doing their thing. But what we really need are more people serving." Because apparently people that are making a profit and people that are actually providing real services and products on a voluntary basis, apparently they're not serving according to the political definition of what serving is. And so really, unfortunately, most Americans are going to watch stuff like this are not going to have the level of analysis that we're having on the air right now. They're not going to understand how they're conflating things that aren't related together as though they are, and they're not going to draw these conclusions. Do you think they are, or am I off on that?
No, I think you're fairly accurate. I think most people, especially given today's sort of political atmosphere, it's very nationalistic, very sort of fascist, and country first.
Is there more that you have to share? More notes? Anything you wanted to get out?
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, people can just go to my blog.
Yeah, let's have them do that. Blogofbile.com. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Great. Go there, get more detail on this, and get involved in the discussion on the BBS. Blogofbile.com. We'll come back with more. And Bile, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. If you want to comment on this, you're a Bile means. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, trillion dollars in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for a free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, and we use it to AMP, to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations across the country, around the world, get more internet listeners on board, and spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as we possibly can. So if you want to help us out with that, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Plus, don't forget to visit Nick over on his website at freemindstv.com. Nick is a television host of Freeminds TV, also a radio host with Freeminds Radio. And you can get both programs totally free, just like this program is available free. You can get those at freemindstv.com.
Yeah, we hope people come by and check it out if they haven't already.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue discussing briefly here this Service Nation, or National Slavery, as I prefer to call it, summit that was going on over the weekend. We had Bile from blogofbile.com discussing what he observed from actually being there. And they are really pushing the idea of getting Americans to become bureaucrats. They're talking about how it is that bureaucrats are better, and that the work that bureaucrats do is the most important work in America, and all this nonsense.
Well, there is a mentality, especially among the more hardcore statists, mm-hmm. and a lot of them don't realize that they're that authoritarian, but the mentality is that if you're doing something in the marketplace for profit, it's not a worthy endeavor.
Because it's greedy.
Right, it's greed, and if you're whatever you're doing for the government, it's noble because you're doing, you're representing the will of the majority, which isn't actually true. But
well, of course they want to tell themselves that. Right,
and you're improving the nation as if, the free marketplace hasn't improved the nation and created virtually all the products and services that we use on a day-to-day
basis. Look around you. Everything that you see was brought to you by someone in search of a profit. They are the true providers of service in America, and the bureaucrats I mean, if they are providing something of value, and I mean, for instance, they do provide the water around here, but that's because they own that monopoly and nobody else is allowed to. So if they are providing something of value, it could be provided on a voluntary basis in that I do pay voluntarily for the water service. I could have it turned off. They're not forcing me to have that particular service. But most of the government paradigm is completely forced. It's completely coercive. And there's nothing honorable and there's nothing noble about stealing from your neighbor in order to support your business. So true businessmen, the people in the marketplace, are really the noble ones. They're the ones out there offering products and services on a voluntary basis. If you don't want to buy them, and if most people don't buy them, and if especially if nobody buys them, those guys are going out of business. So the bureaucrats will never go out of business. As long as people keep paying taxes, they'll always have work. They'll always have something to do. They'll always have something to fill their time with and collect a paycheck at the end of the week, whether or not an actual service or valuable product was delivered to the end consumer.
Right. I mean, there's no accountability. It doesn't matter if the work is productive or not because it's funded through taxes. Yep. So nobody actually has to demand a product or service. You can just have people digging holes and filling them back in. And to be honest, there are a lot of government jobs that aren't much more effective than that. They're just digging holes and making work so they can fill them back in.
The whole recycling program was essentially a government make work job. Just as another example. So let's briefly here talk about the idea of this idea they're promulgating that bureaucrats are better people. And we see it in news coverage. We see it generally in society. There is this idea that those who allegedly serve the public in bureaucrat roles are better people. And here's a perfect example of it from LouRockwell.com's blog. This coming from a news reporter for a TV station who will not be named. He says, I'm outraged at what I've seen at the horrific train wreck that killed about 20 people. It's almost 11 p.m. now that they've been pulling dead bodies out since 5. They have now pulled out the body of an LAPD officer who was evidently commuting home and was killed along with everyone else. So when the corpses of the peons were pulled out, they laid their bodies on the dirt and covered them with white plastic. You should see what they did with the saint from the LAPD, however. They made a long double line from the wreck, dozens of officers and firemen at rigid attention, and saluting as an honor guard of about 10 firemen, carried his already flag-draped coffin straight to a waiting ambulance. Of course, there were plenty of pauses for silence and prayer. You'd think it was the body of Mother Teresa. So why was this man more special than the other unfortunate train riders? Disgusting and appalling. Says a commenter, just because he's a union member and jackbooted government employee, his remains get special treatment, while the lady that works in the office, her carcass, lays in the dirt. So sad.
It is, and it is just because that man wore a badge is really the reason he got that kind of treatment and that extra level of respect. And that's the attitude, not just with the police force or the fire department, but with almost all government bureaucrats. They look out for one another, and they don't care whether the regular folk are getting the services that they need.
Exactly, and that's why I like how you say they look out for one another, because the government understands, the government people understand, whether the bureaucrats themselves understand this, I don't know, doubtful. But the guys higher up understand that their appearance of legitimacy is their, it's really all they've got. I mean, they are a violent gang of men and women who are ruling by threat of force over others. But they don't want anyone to really come to understand that. So they have to put all this pomp and circumstance around doing their violence. That's why they have a so-called public court system. So they can have these show trials that really are completely stacked against the people who are in them. I mean, after all, the judge is working for the same organization as the prosecutor. So, I mean, the trials are a big joke, but most people don't realize it because it seems legitimate. Right. And of course, the news media pals along with the government and just parrots out their press releases and never questions any of this. So the government, when one of their government people dies, there's always a ceremony. There's always talk about how great this man was for serving his community and his country and all this nonsense that we constantly hear about government. It's them protecting their image. It's them projecting the idea that government people are better and they deserve better treatment. And that's because they're legitimate. They're our legitimate rulers. That's essentially the message that they're putting out there. It's not the message of government's your servant and you pay them to do certain things for you, which of course is what some people would like to believe about government. That's not the case at all. It's not the message they're putting out, quite clearly.
No. Well, they don't want to serve you. They don't want to be a servant state, which arguably at one point, I guess you could say that, you know, historically in the United States, yeah, there might have been a point where the government was essentially limited to a few things, and it was essentially fulfilling roles that were difficult to fulfill in the marketplace, or at least people thought so. But that's not the case today, and it hasn't been for quite some time. I mean, they really are rulers. And that's what they want to do is rule over you.
Yes, and they will get away with it as long as you continue to consent to it. And that's one of the things we were discussing last night is withdrawing consent. And that, of course, results in them being put into a very difficult situation where either choice they make will result in them losing their precious legitimacy. If they arrest people for not consenting and for disobeying, then they look like the violent gang that they really are. And if they ignore you, then they look like they're incompetent. And they look like they're selectively enforcing their laws, and you can begin to make them look silly, especially if they continue to ignore you. You can basically make them look like asses, and then they really lose legitimacy because they really need to be seen as this serious group, this organization that is legitimately in control, and you must obey them. But if people stop obeying, then it all starts to crumble. Let's go to your phone calls. We're going to come back and talk more about Service Nation. How is they going to bring this about? How are they going to introduce this idea of national service? What are some of the ideas that are on the table for that? Let's go first to your phone calls. Roger's on the line in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the AMP line. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I hate to talk off topic, but it's hard to be on topic when you're a podcast listener.
That's
like
okay.
I was a alternate delegate to the Republican National Convention from Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and I was listening to the podcast the other night where you guys were discussing the things that the Republican Party did to the Ron Paul people that were there.
Turned off microphones, sent security agents, the Secret Service agents to shake down the Ron Paul activists, to steal their handouts, to steal anything they had that had Ron Paul on it. All kinds of suppression was going on there. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I didn't see any of that, I guess. I did hear quite a bit of some of that, but I was actually able to get the Ron Paul books in his new book out. I was actually handing them out while I was in the lobbies and stuff. I handed out about a dozen of them.
Oh, that's good.
If you didn't bring as many in, they didn't search as much to know that you actually brought them in as well amounted to on that respect. But they did, a lot of the people, when they did vote, what they did, they had a rule, which is a funny thing, that since his name was on the ballot, you're not allowed to actually announce his name. But a lot of the states did that. And some of the states didn't. What they did is they had so many total votes, and what they did is just left those votes off. We were watching as they did it. We knew which states just had their maximum votes was like 38 and ended up going 36, so we knew that the other two were Ron Paul people. Because
I didn't know if you had more, Roger. Hang on. We'll get back to you if you got more to tell us about your experience there. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey.